sixth Wednesday, how should you hold on to the covenant? The most important key when you hold on to the covenant is the pulpit message. Don't just listen to the pastor's sermon. Instead, listen to God's word that your pastor is relaying. Within it, God has a specific message for you. Grab hold of that. A witness of eternity, Acts 27:24. And he said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you." All the forces of darkness and the world will kneel before God's authority. This is eternity that is beyond 25 hours. You will become a witness of eternity. Then what must you see and enjoy right now? Number one, the eternal background. You possess an eternal background. It means that you possess the eternal covenant. The eternal authority and eternal future have already been prepared. By holding on to this covenant, Satan will kneel. Number two, the enjoyment of the prayer of 24 hours. An important key when you hold on to the covenant is the pulpit message. You're not just listening to your pastor's sermon. Instead, you're holding on to God's word found within it. If you possess this word and enjoy the blessing of the prayer of 24 hours, transformation and evidences will arise. If this evidence takes place in a new believer, the true evangelism movement will emerge. By simply enjoying what God has already given you through prayer, change will take place. In doing so, you don't have to worry or use humanism. Dear God, through prayer, help me to begin the true focus of enjoying what you've already given. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.